Jesus, we praise you and look to you. You are the preciousness. We praise you that we have you. You're opening our eyes more, even today, even now. We open up to you alone to apprehend you, to pursue after you what you have worked within us. We do praise the Lord, don't we? We today would like to talk about another chapter, that is, pursuing after. Laying hold of, you could say, also, our prize. What is this prize? What is the prize for the winners? What is it? Well, it is very comprehensive, glorious, and it is good to think of it. Think about it. There will be a reward for our Christian life. The Christian life in itself already is wonderful, isn't it? But the Christian life has a goal, and that is a reward you may lay hold of, or not. You know the parables of the 10 virgins, right? All of them were believers. Yet 5 of them were lacking something in the end. When it says, "Wake up, the bridegroom arrives," they simply had nothing left. At least, not enough. But the other 5 virgins, they still had oil in their vessels. And they were preparing themselves to walk and meet the bridegroom. And they went and entered into the wedding feast with the bridegroom. And the others, they had to go to the merchant, the next store, go and buy some oil. And when they came back, the door was closed. That is a picture for our Christian life, right? We should be reasonable and should prepare in time. The prize, which is in the future, you will obtain it, lay hold of it today. You have to lay hold of it today. We sang 2 songs to this point, right? We want to gain you, Lord, now, not only later. There was a pop song formerly saying, "I want everything now," and that is right now. That is the attitude of the young people of the world. I want it, I want everything, and I want it now. I don't want to wait, right? Tell the Lord better, "I want everything of you and this now." Everything else than him is vanity, vanity over vanity. But the Lord is what? He is the preciousness. The preciousness. The overwhelming knowledge of the Lord. That is the greatest treasure you may lay hold of. And when is the time? It's now.
Paulus war ein geistlicher Mensch.
Paul was a spiritual person, spiritual man, right? After his conversion, he could have continued as a normal, average, good Christian brother. Don't exaggerate. Einfach mitgehen. Just simply follow along.
Aber er war anders gestrickt.
Well, but he was made up of a different fiber. He touched the Lord in a very deep way. And the Lord worked a big change in him. A big change of what he was pursuing, right? Formerly, he was a Pharisee. And he tried to follow the law, the commandments, in every single little detail, right? If you today consider the Orthodox Jews today, legal persons, you will notice how much they're being captivated in this law, how much it constrains them, how much it holds them back to do anything. There is the web of the law behind them. Careful. Well, but here you see a man, he doesn't have a rod, a stick in his back, no. What is it that urges him? What is it that motivates him? You have to? No. Formerly, we said this in the church a lot, but we try to eliminate this word, must, have to, wherever possible. Right? But, well, in a certain sense, if I would like to reach a certain goal, I give myself a certain direction, right? Not the must have to. No, but the treasure I would like to reach, to lay hold on, the goal. If I go through an exam, I will also limit myself in everything, in all things, that I may reach this goal. But I want to reach this goal. Exam is nothing compared to the wonderful Christ we want to know. And Paul pursued after him. Press forward, press toward the goal, he says. We can see in these verses how Paul sees Christ in this surpassing greatness of the knowledge.
Dass er ihn noch mehr erkennen will.
And then he goes on to say, I want to know him even more. Yes,
und dann sein more. Ziel ist,
and then his goal is,
er will die Kraft der Auferstehung erkennen.
He wants to know the power of resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings.
Du Christus so erkennen,
do you want to know Christ in such a way
leidest,
that you will be ready to suffer with him? With the gospel, because of your attitude for Christ. You want to suffer? You want to know him in that way? One thing is sure. If you suffer for his sake, you can be confident he will be with you. He will be near you. That is not the common human sufferings we all have with our illnesses. Someone was hitting, cutting you, or my boss didn't promote me at work. Whatever. Whatever expectations you may have. It is about the gospel here. To suffer with Christ for the gospel, for the sake of the gospel. To be conformed, even to be conformed to his death, that is the top. He sees Christ as a crucified one, wants to know him, and wants to be one with him in such a way that he will be ready to die as a martyr. To even be conformed and be like Christ in this. Unbelievable, I should say. To me, this is still a step beyond, a step further.
Mitzufühlen, mitzuerleben.
To feel like this, to sympathize with this in this way. Well, the Lord prepares us for everything. Don't say, no, no, I better stop here, lest I suffer for Christ, or even have to suffer the death of a martyr. Well, this is up to the Father. Right? But Paul wants to lay hold of Christ more. If by any means, verse 11, chapter 3, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, what does he expect? Look, what do you expect if you hear this? Out resurrection, literally, out of the death. Out of the dead. Is it a term you understand and it has a meaning to you? Is it meaningful to you? What does it mean, out resurrection? What do you expect from to hear? Or let's say resurrection alone. You would expect life. What life? A resurrection life. Well, but what is resurrection life? Let me read Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed he who partakes of the first resurrection, that is the out resurrection. Over him, the second death will have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with them 1,000 years. You were skipping the outline. Well, but you're right. I just wanted to say, who is the resurrection of the life? Well, we do not expect something, at least not I. I don't expect a thing in resurrection. I expect the Lord himself. What is higher, greater than our Lord? That I may can go golfing, my favorite sport in heaven? Do you expect that? This is what I heard of one of the greatest preachers of Protestant Christianity in USA, in the US. He wants to play golf after death. And someone likes to sing so much. And he says, I will sing nicely. Of course, the angels may sing as well. And the overcomers will also sing a new song. Yes, everything okay. But if singing is your goal, I'm afraid you will miss the Lord. We want the Lord now. And also the days to come. If you want him now, completely, you will also have him completely that day. You see how important your life is now, today. Your young life today. Now, pursue after him. What does it mean, pursuing after?
Paul
says it here. Pursue, press on. Is Lord a wild animal you may hunt? No, it says that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. This is more specific, isn't it? Laying hold. For what? For which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So ask yourself, for which, for what have you been laid hold of by Christ? Have you been laid hold of at all? Everyone may ask this himself. Have I been laid hold of by Jesus Christ? How does it feel if you have been laid hold of by Christ? Of course, this is not a laying hold of your arm physically, but your heart inwardly. We speak so much of the heart. You first have to explain what heart means. Your heart means your inner being, where the Lord dwells. He dwells in you. That is the first laying hold, right? He laid hold of me, and I voluntarily gave my life to him. And I realize there is a drawing, a directing, a leading of this Lord living in me. That is what I have to take note of, which I shall request from the Lord. Remember, everything you can request from the Lord, what is written in the Scriptures, right? If you read here, Lord, lay hold of me, then he will do it. And if you tell him, Lord, show me, for what have you laid hold of me? Then he will also show that to you. And if you think about what has he laid hold of you for, then you may even find out yourself. You can think about, what is it that Christ has laid hold of me? Let's leave it a little open for now, but you can think about it and pursue after him. Pursue after him. Then he says again, brethren, verse 13, I do not count myself to have apprehended. To have apprehended. Well, that means it is imperfect from as of now. Brothers, I do not say I have fully apprehended yet. Right? I have to add, Lord, be merciful to me, lazy guy. If he, Paul, has the impression and says to us, he doesn't think he has apprehended fully yet, where then do we stand, please? Well, Lord Jesus, yes, I, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, that is the crucial thing, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting, I forget those things which are behind. Forgetting is a good characteristic, a good thing to do. I forget what you did evil to me. I forget what I experienced when I experienced disappointments. I forget what I missed in my life. I forget everything. Isn't this nice to be able to forget? Forget everything. Do you know what else you should forget? That is the sin you have committed once. The sin you may forget because God has forgiven it to you. It has been done away with. It's not only covered, as in the Old Testament, that you take a blanket and then pull it off again and everything is exposed again. No. With the Lord, the blood of Jesus has not only covered everything, but abolished everything, done away with everything. Your sins have all been forgiven. God has forgiven me. That's why I can forget. I should not have my conscience burdened again by the enemy, the accuser of the brethren. Right? It does not mean that I may easily sin, commit sins today. Well, one day I will be presented the bill, yes, the account, if I do not follow the Lord. If I do not follow the Lord.
Herr Jesus Christus.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Wir wollen nicht unfruchtbar bleiben.
We do not want to remain
fruitless,
unfruitful. If the Lord has sanctified us and cleansed us, our life shall be dominated by this, shall be ruled by this. He cleansed us and purified us that I may live a holy and pure life now. Holy means this belongs to the Lord, and that's how I behave. That is marvelous. It goes on.
So jage ich dem Ziel entgegen.
So I pursue towards the goal.
Für den Kampfpreis der hohen Berufung.
I press, it says in New King James, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In the headline of today we said, laying hold of Christ or prize. Here it says in the Greek, prize of the winner. A race or a battle I have to fight and have to win in order to obtain that prize. Right? It's like an athlete, you know? Right? Paul sometimes used the picture of being an athlete. He was sportive. He was quite an athlete. Spiritually, of course. I don't know whether in the physical sense, but one verse he says, well, the physical exercise is of little use, but what is useful for everything is God, the exercise unto godliness, right? The exercise unto spirituality, to lay hold of Christ, the exercise of following Christ. This is the true sports that availed something. Well, physical exercise is okay. It's not completely useless, but only to few things. And he sees himself as a person running, an athlete running a race. 1 Corinthians 9, he describes this. Don't you know, though that run the race, all of them run, but only one of them gains the prize. Run that you may obtain it. What does he mean? Well, there are athletes. They all run to obtain this prize. So you better run as that you would obtain it. Right? That is the way that you may obtain it. The prize of the Lord. Well, there is no true competition in our race. That's a difference, right? With the athletes, you run because you have so many competitors. You run with all your power, your force, your strength. But as Christians, we only stand before the Lord. Before the Lord, there is only one chance to be the best. That is loving him the most. That's what the Lord asked Peter. Do you love me more than these? If you love him from all your heart, then you will be on the good way. Exercise your love. Love him from all your heart. What does the Lord say? Someone comes to him, one of the Pharisees in the Gospel of Matthew. Well, Master, Rabbi, what is the highest commandment? And the Lord answered, well, you shall love your God from all your heart. From your all your soul, with all your strength, with all your thinking, concentrated on the Lord, not distracted. What he talks about here is a number of soulish elements, element of your soul, thinking, heart, will. He does not speak much of the Spirit here. But if you read this here of Paul,
da wird auch gar nicht vom Geist gesprochen.
He doesn't speak much of the Spirit here.
Ein jeder aber, der da kämpft, übt in allen Dingen Selbstbeherrschung.
Everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. It's in 1 Corinthians 9:25. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. If you run, you do not beat into the air. If you really, what means air? It means in vain, beating, using your strength in vain. So many deeds you do is beating the air. So much is distraction, right? How much are we distracted by so many things?
Ach, Herr Jesus. Kennt ihr dieses Ding hier? Liegt immer
oh Lord Jesus,
ganz nah.
Do you know this little device here? It always is lying on the table, very close to you. And one click, it's on, and a nice picture, nice video. A quick distraction. For what? For nothing. For just a little fun. A little video of a little cat, a catty video. It's fun, isn't it? Nice, so cute. So we walk from one fun to the other, but you miss the prize. Is it worth it? No, I mean, not that we should not have any more, any fun anymore. Well, it depends on the amount of the measure. It's the Lord deciding, not what I not what I please. Let the Lord focus you on himself. It's the example Paul shows here for himself, on himself. I run not as someone who beats the air, but I discipline my body. And I discipline also my mind, my inclination. I bring it into subjection, lest when I've preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Well, if you want to preach to others, let us be rather focused on the Lord, right? Lord Jesus Christ. So here, I pursue after the goal. I press on for the goal. For the high calling. Amen. For the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as are mature, have this mind. No verse mentions the Spirit here. Why not? The Spirit is the one that has to work this in me. No? The Spirit has to. Not do it myself. Oh, I'm afraid of my own strength I could use here. Well, this is a little misunderstanding. If you pursue after the Lord with all your strength, all your thinking, the best way to enter into the Spirit. If you really want to love him, the best way is to be in the Spirit. I believe you will not be in the Spirit if you do not have this goal in mind. I want Jesus Christ. Oh, not too much own strength. Well, the Lord says here, use all your strength. Love with all your strength to the Lord and loving also the saints, the brothers and sisters. That is not a requirement saying, oh, not too much of you. Well, we lack a lot. But it's important that we realize what is the most effective way of gaining the Lord. We have been laid hold of by Him. Yes, but what for have we been laid hold of by Him? To lay more hold of Him. And He is the preciousness. And every one of us can do it. Paul simply sets himself as an example. Everyone can follow. Well, those that are grown up, mature, it says literally in the Greek original, perfect even. Well, the grown-ups, the adults, are the quote-unquote perfect ones compared to the children. He who always deals with, plays with toys, he's not perfect in that sense. Let us have this focus, this direction. Then you can really say, Lord Jesus, focus me. Tell it to the Lord. Tell it to the Lord, and you will see. Somehow, He will start to motivate you. He will cause this in you. Forget everything that is behind. Take your time for the Lord. Take time for the Lord. Start small.
Yeah.
Right?
Paulus hat Sorge für die Geschwister.
Was having sorrows because of the saints, that they will be sloppy, negligent. Half of the epistle to the Philippians, he speaks of himself. He says, be together my imitators, imitators of mine, my followers. You, the church here in Philippi, you responsible ones, you deacons, you elders, you and the whole church be my followers. Isn't this wonderful? We have a person in front of us. We can follow. Well, the Lord is no longer among us, but we have Paul. Lord Jesus
Christ.
He is also no longer among us, but it is written here. In Hebrews chapter 13, there is a good verse.
Denk an die, die euch führen. Hebräer 13, Vers 7.
Hebrews 13, 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Saints, he who is in the church life for a longer while already knows and sees, is able to consider the outcome of our examples, so-called examples. And then he will be a bit, little bit more sober. You have to consider the outcome, the result. This is crucial. Then it says the outcome of their conduct, right? You always consider the conduct, but also the outcome of the conduct, because this determines the whole life. Our outcome could destroy everything we did in the past. That's why we have to abide with the Lord, no matter what happens. Stay with the Lord. Disappointments, disappointed of yourself, disappointed of others, disappointed of the Lord, quote, quote. Abide with Him, with the Lord. He will show you the way, show you the light. You know what He says then? Does He say imitate their conduct? Well, no, He says imitate their faith. Not as the way He spoke, not the manner He behaved and moved. You have to imitate this, then you will be spiritual as He was spiritual. No. Believe as He believed, as He walked and followed the Lord. And always referred to the Lord, being obedient to the Lord. This is what you are to imitate, right? Praise the Lord. So I pursue after the goal. And you who are mature, let us have this mind, right? Let us have this focus. Saints, you would like to know what is a special thing with the church, right? What is the special thing? It is this focus. Not only mine and not your, but the focus of the church, the whole church. All we who are mature. If the mature, the adults, the grown-ups have this attitude, then the young ones even more. Oh, well, yes, at that time, formerly, we have been burning, but now I have grown old, I have a family, I have my good profession, and so many tasks to do. I heard this a lot. No, you shall be burning as long as you are young, fully for the Lord. And if you grow older, still burning. I hope we still are burning. The beginning of the church life, one day, an arrogant preacher came to our meetings. He says, now you are burning, but wait 10 years, 20 years, then you are no longer burning. Well, these 10, 20 years are over. Now we have 50 years and still are burning. Hallelujah. We have an engine inside causing us to move constantly, bringing us on, urging us. It is infecting, right? It infects us, it touches us. If everybody is burning, if everybody is not burning and I want to burn, then I will have stomach ache. We all are on the way and want to pursue after this goal. Follow whom? Hold on to whom? A treasure, a thing, a certain thing we would like to do in eternity? No. Activity, things, is nothing. But the person of the Lord is everything. We sing, yes, Jesus is everything to me. And in eternity, you will sing the same thing, if we sing. It is always a new song. Lord Jesus. Is there someone thinking different? Having a different goal? Think otherwise? If yes, God will reveal even this to you. Amen. Saints, the revelation
is A und O.
Is the Alpha and Omega. Without revelation, you cannot pursue. That's why you should ask the Lord for revelation. Lord, grant me revelation. Tell it to Him expressly. Give me, Lord, grant me revelation. The Lord is so glorious. We do not know how glorious the Lord is. We have a song, 228. Where we only put in attributes of the Lord in this song, just of one epistle. It's just of 1 Corinthians. It's more than 20 attributes. Wonderful, all of them. The Lord is our wisdom, our salvation, our sanctification and redemption. The Lord is the head of the body. He is the body Himself. The Lord is so much, but it's not enough. There is so much to say about the Lord in the Scriptures. If you come to this point in your Bible reading, stay there, enjoy it. Light will come. Something wonderful will come forth of the value of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you will realize you will be drawn. Isn't this what you want? You want to be drawn by Him, right? He is interested in us dealing with this. We pursue. We press on. We do not run out of breath, do we? Well, someone running a race, of course, he is running out of breath, right? Well, put all your effort into pursuing the Lord. You will gain much. There is really something you can gain that is unperishable. The whole Christ is for you. And if you pursue together with others, there will be a reward. For everyone, there will be a reward. I promise you, the out-resurrection is the resurrection before the public coming back of the Lord for His judgment. Well, He will. Good number of those that have died, He will resurrect. And those living of brothers and sisters living that have fully pursued after Him, that they will be resurrected, out-resurrected. This is a pre-resurrection. And with these persons, these people, He will later come back publicly. Then the millennium will start. A 1,000 years kingdom, a 1,000 years wedding feast, where you will reign with Him, very close to Him. This is only a little hint. But it's truly a marvelous reward you cannot imagine. It's better than playing golf. It is better than what you can imagine. If you touch Christ, truly touch Christ, you will realize this Christ is too marvelous. Everyone is allowed to touch Him. Ask Him, show you yourself to me, please. Lord, my dear Lord. I want to love you because you are so precious. Show yourself to me, please. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Think of what the Lord has revealed already in your life, about yourself even. That is more just learn a few Christian terms. It's more than just listening to good sermons. It is that that abides with you to the end. If you stay with them, of course you can lose it. If you start seeking here and there, well, the Lord considers the church, and He Himself invested in the church, into His pearl, right? You remember, He sold everything and invested it in the church. He gave everything. He gave Himself for the church. Read this in Ephesians 5, if you want. He gave Himself for the church. Do not think church life is so unnecessary. There are so many churches, quote-unquote. Well, He gave Himself for His church. We want to be His church, right? He died for His church. It is so precious to Him, the church. And I cannot say that He has died for all the denominations. I cannot say that. But according to the scripture, I can say He died for and He gave Himself for the church. Not for the Paul's church, not for Peter's church, not for Apollos' church, not for Christ's quote-unquote church, but for the church in Corinth. You know 1 Corinthians chapter 1, don't you? He died for her, that they all may be one, that they may be one, to bring together His people in oneness, and those that He wants later on to also gain for His purpose. They all be one. He died for this. And when this beginning of division happened, 1 Corinthians 1, when this developed, Paul said, wait, hold on, no, stop it, no, is Christ separated? The Lord wants to bring together the saints in oneness in His church. And you have your preferences of Christian persons. This is completely contrary to the Spirit, contrary to the working of the cross, against it. How do you want to say the Lord has died for the denominations? This is what destroys His work, denominations. In the scripture, you may always stand upon it, there is only one church in one place. And if there is none, then you have to found one. Praise the Lord that there is a church in the city of Hanoi, Vietnam. Praise the Lord. We stand with you in prayer. We want to build the church according to His picture, how He described it in the scriptures. And this will be successful. This will be fulfilling His desire. Maybe we remain few only. Maybe here now we are quite a big number. But at your place at home, it may only be a few. Stand strongly in the Lord. Pursue after Him. Saints, there will be a reward. Don't lose this from your sight. It is not only now and here. There will be later a reward from the Lord. We are enjoying the foretaste of what will be coming later on. Have you not received the pledge of the Spirit, Ephesians 1? And 2 Corinthians 1. Everywhere it speaks of the pledge of the Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit. Pursue after the Lord and pursue after the Spirit. Lord Jesus.
Wozu wir, ich wollte noch sagen, über die Gemeinde, über das Kreuz des Herrn. Natürlich ist der
About the cross of the Lord. Of course, the Lord died for every individual Christian. Of course. But not for what separates the Christians from one another. Appreciate what you have in the church.
Es gibt viele Markenzeichen für die Gemeinde.
There is
zu wunderbar.
Many marks the church may have. I have not characteristics. I have not seen this anywhere else. How and what the Lord truly does. Be a little proud in a good way in the Lord for what the Lord did. Not to boast in yourself, but in order to confess joyfully the church is a true gospel, the full gospel. Without the church, you only have half the gospel, the most. Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ. And I still wanted to say, also as a church, isn't this interesting? We will receive a reward.
In Kapitel 4 schreibt er
in Chapter 4
Paulus
Paul is writing
das was sie ihm getan haben sozusagen
what they did to him
und so weiter und Liebe,
with their support and love
Konto zugeschrieben.
This will be added to their account, right? Have you ever read this?
Kapitel 4 Vers
It's Chapter 4
17
Verse 17, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. To your account. What does that mean? The church has a bank account, and sometimes, no, it's an account where sometimes something is flowing. Upon it. I don't know what it looks like later on, but I know we together have a church account in heaven. That is a crucial account. I personally have an account for myself, and the church has an account for it. You read this in Revelation 3. With the church in Philadelphia. He says, I come quickly, hold fast what you have, that no one hold fast your churches, what you have, that lest no one may take your crown. Right? Even the church as a whole may receive a crown. And we walk and run the race in order to receive it. Don't we all want to be in this exercise? Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord now limited my voice, my speech, so I'd rather close here, but praise and thanks to the Lord.